Life Audio.
In a world filled with lies and deception, we are so blessed to have access to the infallible, unchanging Word of God. His Word gives us accurate and true guidance that doesn't change or leave us in a bad place like the counsel we hear from other sources often does. Before we read the truth found in today's passage, let's pause for a quick message from the sponsors of today's episode. Then we'll dig into the scriptures together. You're listening to Daily Devotions with Pastor John. I'm John Stonge, and today's devotion is inspired by 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7, which says, "For God gave us a spirit not of fear, but of power and love and self-control." What kind of challenges are you facing during this season of your life? What are you wrestling with? What would you consider to be a genuine struggle that seems to regularly sap your strength? Do you feel defeated? Do you feel discouraged? Do you feel like you're being held back by forces you can't control? You are not the person you once were. At the moment you trusted in Jesus Christ, you became a new creation, and the Holy Spirit immediately indwelled you. Now, in the midst of your natural and spiritual struggles, you no longer need to rely on your own strength. You have His strength to rely on, and you can be confident that He won't allow anything to come into your life that ultimately cannot be used to make you stronger and bring Him glory. You don't need to be afraid, because God has not given you a spirit of fear. You don't need to dwell on your weaknesses as if they define you, because you have been blessed with the power of Christ. You don't need to stew in anger, because the love of Christ is governing your heart. You don't need to succumb to temptation, because you have been blessed with the Spirit-empowered ability to practice self-control. You are not defeated. You are victorious in Christ. Let's pray. Lord, we thank You for Your Word, and we thank You for the privilege that it is to be able to look at it together today. And we're grateful for these reminders that You've given to us in 2 Timothy chapter 1. You tell us that You gave us a spirit not of fear, but a spirit of power, a spirit of love, a spirit of self-control. You've made us a new creation through Your Son, Jesus Christ. And the moment we trusted in Your Son, Your Holy Spirit took up residence within us. He indwells us, and He empowers us. And Lord, as we approach the things that come our way, the natural struggles and the spiritual struggles, we recognize that we don't have to handle these things in our own strength. We have Your strength through Your Spirit to handle anything that comes our way, whatever form of adversity, whatever challenge, whatever area where we're feeling naturally weak, we can rely on Your strength because You supply it. You've given us Your power. You've taught us to love. You've taught us that we don't have to succumb to temptation because You've blessed us with the Spirit-empowered ability to practice self-control. So we don't need to be defeated by sin because You've shared the victory of Your Son, Jesus Christ, with us. We are victorious over sin through Jesus, and we're grateful that this is true. So, Lord, we thank You for these reminders from Your Word today. And if we've been feeling defeated or if we've been feeling extra weak, we pray that we would be reminded of these promises all over again and that we would approach this season with the confidence that we can have through knowing that the victory has already been secured through Your Son, Jesus Christ. We commit this day to Your care, and we thank You for all of these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hi, friend. Are you stressed, maybe even worried about so many needs around you that you've forgotten you are worth taking care of too? Well, I'm Bonnie Gray, the host of Breathe, the Stressless podcast. I want to invite you to join me as I share practical tips based on science, inspired by God's Word, to help you spark joy and restore God's peace and love to your soul. Subscribe now and go to lifeaudio.com.